Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, your host for Consider This Northumberland. In the face of everything that's going on, it's nice to hear different stories about our community. So I'm doing a special series called Take a Moment to Consider This. These are shorter interviews in a distinctive format. So I'm asking you to take a few moments away from your busy day to consider this. Stay at home. Physical distancing. Isolate yourself. These are the mantras of the COVID-19 pandemic we hear from officials and leaders every day. Yet for many, the inability to connect with others can be stressful. Then there are those who work in essential services. These people go to work every day exposing themselves to the deadly virus. This can create incredible anxiety and strain. The impact of all of this can affect our mental health. I spoke with Chris Bailey recently. She is the interim executive director for the Northumberland Community Counseling Center. She and her staff continue to provide mental health services in Northumberland. It is affordable and accessible, using remote methods to connect with people seeking assistance. As we face the anxiety and stress of the pandemic, first we need to recognize the pressure we are under. Chris Bailey explains.
But with a shock or a trauma coming into the system, a crisis, people actually get stronger for a little while. You shore up your resources and you just get through it. But that's a very short-lived strategy. And actually, your body and your mind can only do that for so long. And that's like a survival thing that happens. People get through it, and then afterwards, things start crumbling down. We have this amazing ability to get through things. Our bodies and our minds are just so complex. And we don't know how, but they just get through things, and then things start falling apart after. So longer-term strategy is you've got to do other things to help, shore up your resources, because you're going to run out of that initial. It's almost like a burst of adrenaline that keeps you going.
There are things we can do to lower our stress and anxiety.
You do have to distance yourself somehow in close quarters. And some people are in extremely close quarters, and it's very difficult. I'm thinking of people living, in highly urban centers now. We don't really have that in Northumberland. But getting outside, getting out into the backyard, going for walks by yourself, setting up a routine so that people aren't always in each other's back pockets all day long. And so you distance yourself with time, being in different places at different times, and also distance yourself physically by getting outside of that environment, getting outside, going for walks again.
While it's important to stay informed, it is also vital that we do not let ourselves get overexposed, especially to negativity or misinformation online.
Hard not to read. You go through the news lineup when you open up your tablet in the morning and you're reading all these stories. I think that shouldn't be happening right now, and I think people should try not to do that, especially not first thing in the day, nor last thing in the evening, last couple of hours before they go to sleep. I would reduce the amount of social media that I read, but I would use it to connect with my friends and to keep tabs on people and see how they're doing. And so that's how I would use it.
The Counseling Center continues to serve its existing clients through the pandemic. What is surprising is that there has not been a large number of new people seeking help.
Well, this is the interesting thing. We've had new clients apply, but the rate of clients making self-referral, and certainly there are no referrals from other agencies, it's very quiet, and everyone is experiencing right now a very quiet time, which makes us a little uneasy. I think there is going to be, I think that actually was a response, a bit of a shock response to what was going on. People just sort of hunkered down and said, okay, I'm just going to stay home, I'm not going to do anything, I can deal with this right now. But I think as time goes on, because I think a lot of people thought that, April 20th or May 1st, things would open up again. And now what people are realizing that we're probably in this until after the summer, during the summer. We're not sure, right? And that uncertainty is going to increase people's anxiety because they're no longer in a shock, I've got this for now mode. They're going to move into it. Now, how am I going to deal with this? And this is when some of these issues will come to the fore.
Most of the time, anyone can call and leave a message to speak with a person or someone will get back to them within 24 hours. However, the counseling center is hoping to offer an opportunity for people to speak to a counselor directly on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You can check the website for further details. Well, that's another story from Consider This. I want to thank you for listening. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to consider this.